We are holding on Daf Samech Hei Amud Beis. We are at Tanur Rabban on the second wide line on Daf Samech Hei Amud Beis. So says the Braisa, Tanur Rabban, V'kulan Sho Yishofos Dam U'ba'os Mitoch Dalud Leilos La'achar Dalud Leilos. Again, we're in the middle of the sugya that discusses right after a woman gets married for the first time. She's never had bia before, and now she's having bia for the first time, and she's bleeding. For how long do we assume that any blood that comes from her is Dam Besulim and not Dam Nida? So we gave different gedarim, according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, depending on three different stages in life that she might be. If she's not Higiyas Manaliros, if she's Higiyas Manaliros but has not yet actually been Ro Adam, and if she's already actually been Ro Adam. But let's say, whatever that time period is, whatever that geder is, let's say it's 4 days that we give her, where we're going to assume that all the dam is Dam Besulim. Let's say she bleeds starting during that time period, but the blood continues to come out after that time period. Shofa'as, it continues to flow seemingly the same flow of blood. Do we say that when that time period ends, well, now it's no longer going to be Dam Besulim, and now any future blood that comes out is Dam Nida, even though it's the same flow? Or do we say, no, since this flow began within the time period that she is going to be considered to have been seeing only Dam Besulim, we'll consider this blood Dam Besulim as well. So that's the subject of this braisa. Kulan Sho Yishofos Dam U'bos Mitoch Dal Leilos La'achar Dal Leilos. From within the 4 nights till after 4 nights, for a girl who was not Roa Bebeis Aviyah, or Mitoch HaLayla La'achar HaLayla, or for a girl who only gets 1 night, from the blood starts to flow during the night and continues after the night. Kulan Tzrichos Livdok Es Atzman. They all need to check themselves. What does it mean to check themselves? So Rashi explains that they have to check im nishtanu maredamim, if the blood looks different. If it has a different look to it, so then it's obviously going to be a different kind of blood. It will no longer be Dam Besulim, it will be Dam Nida. But if the blood looks exactly the same, then we should still assume it's Dam Besulim. Ubekulan Remeir Machmir Kedivri Beis Shammai. And by all of them, Rameir's machmir like the sheet of Beis Shammai. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Ubekulin Rameir machmir kedivri Beis Shammai leketana dalud leilos latzricha bedika im shofas mitoch dalud liachar dalud ulenara laila echad. That whatever Beis Shammai's sheet was in the Mishnah of how much time we give her, that's what Rami Meir is going to require a bedika if she extends beyond that time period, if she bleeds straight beyond that time period. But v'shara yusra bin Beis Shammai b'Hillel halach achar maradamim. Again, Rashi explains, heicha de'ena shofa'as. Let's say she's not just continually flowing blood. Shabein Beis Shammai b'Hillel, dil Beis Hillel tahorin, v'afilu nishtanu, v'amra meir halach achar maradamim. Meaning, in that case, Beis Hillel would, if you're in that time period that's in between the shita of Beis Shammai b'Hillel, where Beis Shammai would say tameh and Beis Hillel would say tahar, Rameir will say, it depends. Rameir is going to be a compromise shita. He'll say, if the blood has changed colors, then she's going to be tamei like Beis Shammai. If it has not changed colors, then she's going to be tahar. V'am Rameir, halach achar maradamim, u'bahal lo svir leke Beis Shammai legamri. So he's not really holding fully like Beis Shammai. Dil Beis Shammai afilu lo nishtane tamein. Because according to Beis Shammai, even if the color of the blood did not change, she would be tamei. Kiven de ena shofas, mitoch dal liachar dalid, leketanu, mitoch lai liachar lai ligiyaz man of lo rasa. Since she's not being shofas dam, it's not a continuous flow from when she was still within her time period that we consider it Dam Besulim. So since it's not a continuous flow, Beis Shammai would say definitely Tamei, and Beis Hillel and Rameir comes along and says, no, you got to check the Maradamim, Shai Rameir Romer, Maradamim, Meshunim, Hein, Zemizah. Back in the Gemara, that Rameir says, Maradamim are different from each other. The way that Dam Nida looks and the way that Dam Besulim looks are not the same. Kate said, in what way are they different? Dam Nida Adam, Dam Besulim Eino Adam. First of all, Dam Nida is red. Dam Besulim is not red. Dam Nida Zihum, Dam Besulim Eino Zihum. Dam Nida is very clear. Dam Besulim is not so clear. Dam Nida Bamin Amakar, Dam Besulim Bamin Atzadim. Dam Nida comes from the uterus. Dam Besulim comes from the sides. Amar Rabbi from the vaginal canal, from that area. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zudiver Rameir. This is the sheet of Rameir. Of Chacham Mamrim Kol Maradamim Achasei. And the Chacham disagree. The Chacham say all Maradamim are the same. There's no way you could look at the Dam and figure out whether it's Dam Nida or Dam Besulim. Period. That puts an end to that sugya. Now we move on to the major sugya called Roa Machmas Tashmish, a case where Rachman al Tzlan, you have a woman who, for whatever reason, it's Machlokas and Rishonim, what the reason might be, that she always sees dam every time she has Tashmish. She becomes a Nida every single time she has Tashmish. So is there any possible way that she's ever going to be Mutaris Labaila? Now, how could it be? Why is it that Tashmish is Gorim dam to come? So there are two basic approaches in the Rishonim. The Sheet of the Ramban, the Rush, and it's quoted in Beis Yosef, is that it's because of the Dechikas HaShemesh, because of the Eiver HaZachrus, that the pressure that it applies in that area of her body somehow always physically causes dam to come out. And that's why when she's going to be Bodekas in the Gemara, we're going to have a special Bodika to see if she's still Roa Machmas Tashmish, she does something that mimics the act of intercourse, because we assume that that's what causes the dam to come out for this woman. However, other Rishonim think that it's something else. Tosfos previously in the Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, as well as the Eshkol, other Rishonim hold that no, it's the Chimud Tashmish that's Gorim Ri'iyah. It's not the physical act, it's the excitement over Tashmish that causes her Ri'iyah's Dam. So that's the idea of Dam Machmas Tashmish. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabban, we have a Braisa. Haroa dam machmas tashmish. A woman sees dam machmas tashmish. Mishamesh is parm rishona shni of shlisha. She can have beer with her husband three times, and if each of those three times she's roa dam machmas tashmish, mikan ve'elach lo tishamish ad shetiskarish v'tinas ila'achen. Afterwards, she's no longer allowed to be with her husband. She cannot have tashmish with him anymore. She has to get divorced, because it's not okay to stay married if they're not allowed to have tashmish, so that she has to get divorced and marry somebody else. Nises liacher, if she marries somebody else, v'ras adam machmas tashmish, and again, with the second husband, she also sees dam machmas tashmish, mishameshes, parm rishon, ushni, ushlishes, mikan ve'elech lo tashamish atiskarish v'tinas liacher. If she sees with her second husband, dam machmas tashmish, three times, so she could no longer be with that husband until she gets divorced and marries a third husband. Nises liacha v'rasa da machmas tashmish, mishameshes parm rishon lo shni ushlishes, mikan ve'elech lo tashamish ad shetivdok atzma. If she marries a third husband and sees da machmas tashmish, so the third husband also she could sleep with first time, second time, third time. If she sees dam with him all three times, then she can never have tashmish again. But notice over here we don't say ad shetiskarish v'tinas ilacher, because we won't allow that either. We won't allow her to marry somebody else. She's not allowed to sleep with anybody. Now she has a chazaka that not only three bios with each husband, but that three different husbands, so it doesn't depend on the husband. It relates to her ability to get through a tashmish without dam, and she's muchzekes that she's going to be in nida every time, and therefore every time she has bia, it's going to be in iser kares. So therefore, she cannot do anything, and she cannot be with another man until she's bodekes, until she checks herself to make sure that she's no longer seeing dam machmas tashmish. Says the Gemara, ketzad bodekes es atzma. How does a woman go about doing this bedika? Mevia shvoferes. She brings a tube, ubetocha makchol, with a stick in it, umoch munach al rosho, and a cloth on the top of the tube. And she sticks it in herself. Again, it mimics the act of Tashmish. She sticks this long tube inside of her body. So if they find on the tip of that tube, they find blood, then you know that the dam must be coming from the uterus, and she's really becoming a need every time. If she does not find blood on the tip of the tube, then you know that the blood is not coming from the uterus. The blood is from some sort of wound on the vaginal walls, and therefore she's not really a nida. If she has some sort of injury in that area, so we could be told that that's where the blood is coming from. If she has a veses, so you could assume it relates to the veses. What does that mean? Says Rashi, if this problem of da machmas tashmish is on some sort of schedule, she'ena roa kol sha'a machmas tashmish el leprakim. She doesn't see machmas tashmish every time. It's just on specific occasions that she sees machmas tashmish. Then it told bevestel mishameshes below bedika bein vessels leveses. Then you could assume that it relates to her veses, and she could be mishamesh without doing a bedika in between these vestos, in between these predictable times where she's going to see da machmas tashmish. Back in the Gemara, v'imhaya da makasa mishuna midam riyasa eina tola. But if her da maka is different than her dam riya, meaning the blood looks different when she gets a wound than when she gets a normal riya, so then you can't be tola in a maka if the blood looks like riya blood and not maka blood. V'nehmenesi shalomer, and a woman is believed to say maka yeshli b'makar shemimena yotze. A woman's believed to say that I have a makkah in my uterus that causes the dam to come out, that from where the dam is coming out. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Omer, dam makkah abamina makkah tameh. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, what do you mean? She has an injury in her uterus. If she had an injury in the vaginal canal, in the cervical area, that's one thing. An injury in the uterus, the makkah itself is tameh. So she's that dam is going to be tameh anyway. Rebbe Seinu hi idu al dam makkah abamina makkah shoot tahar. But Rabbi Seinu were made that da makkah that comes from the makar, that comes from the uterus, is tahar. My benai, who, what is the root of the machlokas over here? Whether da makkah that comes from the makar is tamei or tahar? Amar ula, mekar makam otamei ike benaihu. The machlokas is whether the uterus itself is tamei, is it makam otamei, or is it no, just when the normal body bodily function of shedding the uterine lining, that makes serenida, and that's the tumah. But it's not that the uterus itself is tameh. Nafkamina is by a makkah in the uterus. It's not the normal bodily function of shedding the uterine lining, but it is coming from the makar. So if makar makamo tameh, it's going to be tameh vadai, it's going to be just as tameh. But if you say makar makamo tahar, so then it's just a makkah, it's not going to be tameh. A couple of things over here. First of all, what does it mean she sees machmas tashmish? How soon after the tashmish does she have to see? Does she have to see the dam in order for us to assume that it's roa dam machmas tashmish? So the tour writes in Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Aleph. Kuf Pei Zayin is the siman about dam machmas tashmish, that it's the shir kedei sheterid min amita, the amount of time it would take her to get off of the bed, and that he gets that from the smak, the sefer truma. So a group of rishonim that say this way. The Beis Yosef points out that the Rambam sounds this way as well. The amount of time it would take her to get down from the bed. Says the Beis Yosef that the Torah learns this from the sugya we had previously on Daf Yudalit Amud Aleph, that if a woman finds a dam on her bedika cloth that she checked herself with after Tashmish, that she's going to be Tameh, that is B'kadei Sheterid Min Amita. Tameah. She's going to be Tameh if she finds the dam in the bedika cloth, if she did that bedika in the shir kadei sheterid min amita after the tashmish. So he's taking that shir and applying it to dam machmas tashmish. However, the Beis Yosef says, the problem with taking that shir and applying it is that the Gemara over there on Yudalit Amud Beis asks that we have another shir, that we have a tradition that the shir is kadei sheteshed yada tachas akaro akeset, Little aid v'tivdok bo. That it's not the shear to sheterid min amita. The shear is the amount of time it would take to grab a cloth and do a bedika with it. And the Gemara does suggest edvedi chad shiurahu. Ravashi over there suggests edvedi chad shiurahu, but we reject shitas Ravashi. The Gemara is a kasha on Ravashi. So how can we assume that it's the same shear? So the Mechaber therefore paskins that the shear is not kedei sheterid min amita, rather it's shetoshet yado tachas akar. That's the shear we're looking at. Now, the Gemara, the Braisa about Dam Machmas Tashmish clearly assumed that after three bios, she is now muhzekas to see Dam from each husband. After three husbands, she's muhzekas to see Dam from anybody. The clear assumption seems to be that Chazakah is something that happens with three times. That, in fact, though, is a machlokas Rabbi Yom Shimon Gamliel in Gantz Shas. How many times does it take to establish chazakah? Does it take two times or does it take three times? So Rashi over here says that by Roa Machmas Tashmish, you need three three times only according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. According to Rebbe, two times would be a chazaka. And the fact that the Braisa says Divrei Rebbe later on is only on those particular that particular line of the Braisa. It's not going on the entire Braisa. That the entire Braisa, even though we said Nemenesi Shlomer Maka Yeshli B'Makar Shemenadam Yotze Divrei Rebbe, so yeah, that was on that line that a woman is believed to say Maka Yeshli B'Makar. But the whole rest of the Braisa is not necessarily going like Rebbe, because the rest of the Braisa is assuming, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shita, that it takes three times to establish chazaka. The shita of Tosfos, however, in Dibra Maskel V'Nem Menes, is that over here everyone would be moda that it takes three times. Tosfos proves this from a Gemara earlier, that even Rebbe would require three times by Damach Mastashmish in order to establish this this chazaka. The Beis Yosef quotes the shita of the Smag, that's sort of a compromise shita, that she becomes asura to the first husband only after three times, but she's muteris only to marry two husbands. She can't go through three different husbands. So that's sort of a compromise shita. Now, in the gedder of the din of Rav Machmas Tashmish, that she becomes asura to her husband, let's say, like the Bryce says, with three times, so there is a discussion in the poskim how to view this din. Is it a din of choli, some sort of illness, some sort of mum, or is it a din of veses, like any other veses? For instance, Rove post, just to elaborate, Rove post can assume that it's begeder veses, that through tashmish it causes dam to come about, so it's the same as a veses lekvitzos, that a woman who every time she jumps, blood comes out. So over here, it's not jumping, it's having tashmish that causes the blood to come out. And since la halacha we paskin vestos adrabanan, Rav Machmas Tashmish, if you take this approach, would also be only midrabanan. That's the Beis Yosef writes this way in Kuf Pei Zayin, in the name of the Chuvus HaRashma, Chelek Alev Simen Tav Lamates. That's in the Behuda writes in Madura Kama Yordea Simen Mem Gimel, and that's the shita of Rav Poskim. However, there are other poskim that disagree. The Chuvus B'Samim Rosh, which is somewhat controversial. The Chuvus B'Samim Rosh, already the Chassam Sofer writes, it was always assumed to have been authored by the Rosh. But the Chassam Sofer writes that this is not, and many others have noticed, that this is not from the Rosh, that the Chuvus B'Samim Rosh is not from the Rosh. It's some sort of forgery, perhaps, of what the Rosh actually wrote, but whatever it is, he quotes there from the Rosh, and other Rishonim and Achronim also suggest that the idea of Rav Machmas Tashmish is not a din in Vestos, it's an inyan of Choli Umum, that the act of Bia causes Dam that is gathered in the Makar to come out. It's like it's opening up a wound that's there. It's not a Veses, it's opening up, it's Ki'ilu, it's opening up a wound that allows this Dam to come out, in which case it would be Asur Min HaTorah, that she has this Choli, that every time she has this illness, that every time she has Tashmish, that that blood is going to come out. So there is a discussion in the postgame whether it would have a din of Ves Kavua or not Ves Kavua, but leaving that aside, what's the nafkamina, whether it's a din in Veses or a din in Choli? Practical nafkamina. So in Biri Adaf over here, he collects six practical nafkaminas. We'll go through maybe a couple of them. If it's a first nafkamina is this a din d'oraisa or is it a din d'rabbanan? That will change our entire approach to the Tavri Shaila. Whenever you have a case of a safek, safek d'rabbanan l'kula, safek d'oraisa l'chumra. If it's din in vestos we pass on a d'rabbanan. If it's din of choli, that she becomes a need every time, so that would be d'oraisa. Another nafkamina, if at the time that she sees machmas tashmish, she didn't have a vestos kavua, and then later she's koveya veses, because the halacha is that if a woman has a ves sheina kavua, and then she establishes a veses kavua, you no longer have to worry about the vesa sheina kavua. So every vesa slukfitos has a din of a vesa sheina kavua. So therefore, if she then establishes a vesas, she's no longer going to be asura as damach for damach mustashmish. But if it's a din in choli, it's a din in an illness she has, well, it's got nothing to do with her vestos. Even if she establishes a vesas kavua, she will remain asura. Third nafkamina, let's say she becomes pregnant. According to the Nod Yehuda, the Prideya, she does not have to be Choshish once she becomes pregnant, because Vestos go away when you become pregnant. However, if it's a Din and Choli, then it could be that even if she's pregnant, you would have to worry about this illness having its effect. another nafkamina. His kina, she becomes old after she sees the dam. Again, if you say that it's din vesas, so zikna may take away any vestos, but it's din choli. Not so clear whether it takes away any choli. Probably not. Okay, a number of other nafkaminas as well. This is the another suggestion. What if she sees three times in the same night? Machmas tashmish. So Rabbi Kivegeri writes she's asur liolum. The Dogma of the Chaznish say that she's not koveya veses mi mayan pasuach. That it can't be that three times in one night is going to make damach mastashmish because it's already mayana pasuach. She's already bleeding that night. It's as if it's already an open, the floodgates are opened already. That can't be koveya veses. So that's if you understand damach mastashmish as din in veses. Yeah, if it's din in veses, you can't be koveya the veses all in one night. But if it's din in choli, so then maybe in a chanami, you can be koveya in one night. So you have all of this discussion about the nature of the din. Of da machmas tashmish. Now the din of this bedika that we said that she brings this shoferes, she brings this this tube and she checks. So the braisad said that if she finds it on the tip of the tube, so we know that for sure the dam comes from the makar. Now if she finds it on the sides of the tube, then we know that that it's clearly dam minat stadim. What if she doesn't find any dam at all on the tube? Every time she has tashmish, she sees dam. She tries this tube trick. She mimics the act of tashmish. Doesn't see any dam at all. So the Chavos Das says so she's not going to be usher with further re'ios at the time of bia because she has proven that it doesn't come from the makar. As long as you don't see it at the tip of the tube, you know it's not coming from the makar. Now the Yehuda says if she doesn't find any dam at all, so then when she sees dam, she's going to be good for now. But if she sees dam three more times, Machmas Tashmish, she's going to need another bedika, or she's going to become Asura again. Now, how do they know that if she doesn't see any dam at all on the tube, that she's Tahora at least, at the very least, for the time being? Well, that's clear in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says that if she finds dam on the tip of the tube, she's Temeya. But if she doesn't find dam on the tip of the tube, it doesn't say if she finds it on the tzadim. It says if she doesn't find on the tip of the tube, lo nimtza dam al rosho, biyadua, sheminat tzadim uba. Then you know that the dam is ba minat tzadim, that the dam is not ba min hamakar. Okay, let's go weiter. There's a lot to do over here. It says in Marash Foferis of Kurim Afkula, how do you do this bedika with the tube? Isn't it going to scratch her and cause her to see dam? Isn't it going to injure her? So Marash Foferis shalever appear rots of latocha. It's a smooth lead tube that's tip is bent in so as not to be sharp at the edge. Why doesn't she do this bedika from the time that she has the third bia with the first husband? She should do this bedika. Why do we make her get divorced, marry another guy, and we only suggest after three husbands then she does this bedika? Why don't you do it earlier? So because maybe the not all men's evarim are the same, and they may not all cause her to see dam. So maybe with another husband, she would not require a bedika, and we'd rather her get divorced and establish herself as being okay and not having a problem, and not be bali de yisur kares, rather than continue with this husband with a bedika. Because if she does that bedika and it comes out bad, she's finished. So we'd rather give her an opportunity to be with another man. Okay, but why by the third husband? So you know, she's not going to have any more husbands. So why doesn't she just do the bedika the first time with that third husband? So because the one time with that third husband does not a chazaka make. She only has a chazaka. Not every bia has the same koach. Some bios are done with a little more force. And maybe that first bia was just a little too forceful, but in future bios, she's not going to see dam. Good, the Gemara now quotes several stories that happened in situations of dam machmas tashmish. You read through the poskim, you find that it does come up. It's not something that never, ever came up. It's something that the Yehuda has a half a dozen tshuvas about dam machmas tashmish. You have to realize he was the posek adar. People sent him shailas from all over the world. So it wasn't something that would happen a half a dozen times for a particular rabbi, you know, in a given community. But it is something that comes up. And it's important that whoever deals with it knows what he's doing. In one particular tshuva, the Nodeb Yehuda, it was a Talmud of the Nodeb Yehuda, was the Rav who was asking the Shaila about a woman in his community. And I believe the way he presented it was that this woman was married and she saw Dam Achmas Tashrish one time, two times, and says the rabbi, I told her not to worry, you don't have a chazaka yet. Go have Tashmish a third time. And he said, here she had Tashmish a third time, now she saw Dam, now what do I do? So the Nodeb Yehuda yells at him, what are you doing? She saw Machmas Tashrish twice and you just told her to try again? You should set up something. You have to come up with the Eitzah before the Chazaka is established. That's what we would do. If a woman is the Rav Dam Achmas Tashmish twice, we'd send her to a doctor and tell the doctor to do something to make sure that she's not Rav Dam Achmas Tashmish. Give her an injection or something to make sure that she's not Rav Dam Achmas Tashmish another time. Now that she's Muchzakes, she's going to be Asura Labaila. The Balei Tosfos write already that we're not Bekiyim in this test that they did. We don't know how to administer this test to establish that she's not Rav Dam Achmas Tashmish. Now the Yehuda writes, Damim Shalisha Zut Tzoakim Alecha, borrowing a phrase from the story of Cain and Hevel, that the blood of this woman is crying out against you, meaning has a taina on you, that this was rabbinic malpractice, Nodeb Yehuda says. And he explains how certain shailas can be dealt with on the local level, and certain shailas you need to send to the Gedolei Yisrael. You can't deal with this on your own. So it says there are a number of stories. Hayida, say the Kamei Rabbi, woman came from Rabbi Amleila Avdan Zilbasa. So Rabbi told Avdan, his helper, go and give her a little fear. Go scare her and see what happens. Azal Basa, so he said, boo! The Nafal Menacharer is dam, and a clump of blood plump, comes right out of her body. So Rabbi says, that's all it was. There was this just clump stuck in there. She just needed to be scared a little bit. It's like it cures the hiccups and it cures dam achmas tashmish. So that's the trick. Okay, number two. There was a woman that came in front of Shmuel. So he told Rabbi Dimi Bar Yosef, go scare her. He went and he scared him, didn't work, nothing came out. There's nothing I can do for her. This woman, she's full of this blood, it's not able to be dislodged, and therefore there's no way to make it better. She's stuck. Hayda said came to Rabbi Yochanan. A woman came from Rabbi Yochanan. The kolemus of salka mitzvahs mitzvah havas kachaz yadama. Every time she came out of the mikvah, she would always see dam. So, which is obviously a big problem. When's she ever going to be with her husband? So, Amalei shema dimas iricha al sabayich. Maybe irecha al sabayich. Maybe the other women in your city, their jealousy of you is based on Rashi says their jealousy of the loving relationship that you have with her husband, maybe that's what's causing you an ayin hara, and that's what's causing you to see the dam. So go be with your husband by the river, away from everybody, so by the, you know, you won't go to the mikveh where everyone else is going to the mikveh, and the women won't see you, and they won't become jealous of you, and then everything will be okay. And some say, no, he advised her, go and tell your friends, and the same way that up until now, they were jealous of you because of the loving relationship you have with your husband, now they won't be jealous at all. Adrabba, they'll think the opposite. They'll say, wow, she's always Tamea, her husband probably can't stand that. And then they won't be jealous, and that will solve the problem. Tosfos quotes from the Aruch, that ba'aruch pir sheshaltu bach einayim lisrachik mi ba'aleich todiyem achshav sha'at bas damim merubim shabanecha merubim biyoser v'yitnu einayim bach v'yomra ashra shadmeh merubim shemitoch chach b'neh merubim mitoch ha'ayin sheyitnu bach yifsiku adam v'tisrape. Maybe the Aruch says the opposite. You tell them that you bleed so much, they're going to know, the Maimar Chazal, that any woman who has a lot of blood has a lot of children, and they're going to become jealous of you that you have so much potential to have children, and that jealousy is going to cause that tremendous amount of blood to stop, because they're going to be jealous of all that blood. So it's the opposite. Not that they're going to stop being jealous, they're going to start being jealous, but they're going to be jealous of the blood, and that's going to make the blood stop. The most positive viewpoint of all the three possibilities possibilities of what he said to her, is go tell your friends so that they could daven for you, because who's not going to want to daven for you? Everyone will want to daven for you. So the first two, it's very interesting that the assumption is that people are, the jealousy of people is what's causing her all of these problems. And particularly in the first approach, that people assume that everything is always wonderful in everybody else's relationship. From the outside looking in, everyone assumes that everybody else has this wonderful thing, and that there's worth that's worth being jealous of. That's the old expression, the old Jewish expression. If everyone put their pekala on the table, everyone and they got to see everybody else's pekala of tzaras, everyone would take back their own. It's not always so as great as it looks for everybody else. To Tanya, we have a brisa that elaborates on this idea that they'll daven for you. The tamei tamei yikra, the mitzora should call out tamei. Tzarich lo diat tzara l'rabim v'rabim v'akshma l'avrachmim. That he should let his tzar be known to the public, and then they'll daven for him. And the fourth story, Amar Rav Yosef Avuv the Pumbedisa v'itzi. Rav Yosef said there was a story once in Pumbedisa. And where a woman was megala her tzar to the rabbim, and they were mevakish rachamim for her, and she got better. Amar Rav Yosef Amar Rav Dama Rav. Hiskin Rabbi Besod is a new sugya now. We're done with the Rav Machmas Tashmish. Now the Gemara is going to describe how we got to from the halacha d'oraisa that if a woman sees dam during Yemei Nida for one day, that she's tameh for a total of 7 days, or if she sees dam for 6 days, she's total for a tameh of 7 days. How did we get from there to what we have, where we require shivnaki, and even if she sees just a tiny bit of blood, right? The halacha d'oraisa is only during Yemei Ziva, if she sees for 3 days in a row, then you need shivnakiim. And we have this, we have all these chumras. Where, how did we get from point A to point B? So I'm Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Yidom Rav. Hiskin Rabbi Besados, Rabbi made a takana in Sados. Rashi says that Sados means a place where there people were not b'nei Torah, and therefore they didn't know the difference between Yemei Nida, Yemei Ziva. They weren't able to keep track of it. Rasa Yamechate Shivshishavahu. If she sees Dam for one day, no matter when it is, Yemei Nida or Yemei Ziva, she should always observe that day, as assume that day she's Tameh plus 6 more days of Tumah, meaning you always assume worst case scenario. If it's Yemei Nida, well, that's the Halacha D'Oraisa, so she's Tameh for 7 days. If it's Yemei Ziva, she would really only be Tameh for that day, and the next day be Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, but we don't know what it is, so she has to be Machmir. Shnayim Teishishiv Shevehein. If she sees Dam for 2 days, so it would be those two plus another six. Assume worst case scenario, which is that the first day she saw Dam was the last of her Yemei Ziva, second day she saw Dam was the first of her Yemei Nida, and therefore it's going to be a Tumah of 7 days of Yemei Nida. Shlosha, if she sees Dam for 3 days in a rotation of Shivanakim, then she's going to require Shivanakim. We assume worst case scenario that all three of those days are during Yemei Ziva. Amar Rabbi Zeir, so that was stage one in the chumras that we added. But then Amar Rabbi Zeir, Benos Yisrael Lechmir Alatzman Shafil Rose Tibus Dam Kechardal Yosho Sala Shivanakim. That the Benos Yisrael accepted upon themselves a chumra that even if they see a tipas dam, the size of a chardal, most assume means the size of a chardal, not the color of a chardal. So I think it's a Sidre Tara that quotes a Deya that even the color of chardal, which is quite a chumra, that she would need a shivanakim. We assume it's only the size of a chardal. She would require shivanakim. Machlokas Rishonim, what the svara is? Is there any svara to that? You only need shivanakim if you see dam 3 days in a row. So to Machlokas, Ran and Ramban, I want to say, I'm not 100%, maybe Ran Rabbeinu Yona, I don't remember exactly. One of the shitos in Rishonim is that if she sees a dam, a tipas dam kichardal, the assumption is that maybe that tipas dam really went from the uterus to the vaginal canal in 3 stages over the last 3 days. It all just dripped out of her body at one time today. So really, it went for, and the dam going from the uterus to the vaginal canal is what really makes her anida. It's just that what really makes her tmeh. It's just that we didn't see that. We only saw it all come out at one time. So she's going to require shivanakim. The other shita is that no, since a woman during shivanakim, if she bleeds even a little bit, will have to restart shivanakim. We were afraid women would get confused about this, and therefore whenever she sees any dam, even if it's not in the middle of shivanakim, we assume she has to start shivanakim. So Adbrei Rava L'Rav Shmuel V'Darash. Rava said to Rav Shmuel and Darash, Kasha Shneyam L'Shlishi Pila Teshiv Shivanakim. If she had labor pains for 2 days with dam, and then on the third day she miscarries, she needs shivanakim like a zava. Kasavra ain't kishul in phone, because we assume that there's no dam kishul for a nefel. Vf shal psichsa kever below dam, and there has to be dam with psichsa kever. Amaler of Papa Larava, my year yakasha shayam, mafil masha be alma. Dam rabbi zer b'nos shalich mir alatzman, shafil rose tibisam chazal yashasa shivanakim. What do you need that she sees dam for 2 days? Even if she just sees a little bit of dam, it would be enough to require shivanakim. Samle, amin alach yisur. Shura Vatam Minhaga? No, I'm telling you Isser. You're telling me a Minag, that Naga, that Benos Yisrael were Noeg? That's Noeg. Hechad Achmer, Achmer, Hechad Lachmer, Lachmer. Wherever they had this Chumra, they had the Chumra. Where they don't have this Chumra, they don't have the Chumra. This Chumra is universally accepted nowadays. In fact, in Gemara Brachos, when it says that a person should only daven mitoch halacha psuka, and shouldn't daven after doing something complicated or something that requires analysis, says Ma halacha psuka, Amar Rebzir Ben Osir Lichmir Alatzma Shafil Rose Tibis Cham Chad Liyash Shalash of Nikim. That is a halacha psuka that there's no questioning; it just is, and we have to accept it. Amar Rava Tavuli Nasiv in the spice of Tzricha Shteishiv Shivinikim. If a man asks a woman to marry him and she agrees, she needs Shivinikim. Ravina Yasek, because we assume that there's Dam Chimud, that the excitement got her to be in need. Ravina Yasek Le the Breber of Chanina. Ravina was dealing with the wedding plans of his son by Rav Chanina. Amalei Savalei Mar Lemichtav Ksuba Larba Yom. Amalei In, so he said, you can write a Ksuba in 4 days. So he said, yeah. Kimata Larba, Natara Darba Achrinim. When they got to 4 days, they waited another 4 days. Iakiv Shiva Yomi. So he said, okay, now the wedding can't happen for another 7 days, because that's when we assume the Dam Chimud would happen. Basra Hu Yoma, Amalei Mai Hai. So afterwards, he said, what was the story of here? Why the delay? Amalei Lo Savar Lamar, Lahad Rava, Dama Rava, Tavul, Dinasim, Nespais, and Shrikh Leish of Shivanakim. Don't you know that Rava holds that you need to wait Shivanakim? Amalei Amar, Dama Rava, Begadol, the Kachazidama, Bukhtan, the Kachazidama, Mi Amar. No, Rava only said that by a Gadol who's already seeing that. But this is a katana who's never seen Dam before in her life. Did Rava ever say such a thing? Amalei beferish amar Rava loshna gadol loshna katana gadol time may mishum de mechamda katana nami mechamda. Dam chimur applies to gadol and katana equally. Amar Rava isha lo tachuf lo benesav lo bechol. Now we move on to a third sugya on the daf, and that is chafifa. When a woman prepares herself for the mitzvah, she has to comb her hair. She should not use neser and chol in the combing. Benesav mishum de mikdaf. Neser will cause hair to become removed, and it will become a chatzitza because you'll have removed pieces of hair stuck in with the rest of the hair. Ubechol mishum de misrach. The chol, the sand, will cause the hair to become knotted, and that will be a chatzitza. Vamar amim reshmei de ravi shalotachav ela bechamin avalo betzonin. A woman can only do a chafifa with warm water. She cannot do chafifa with cold water. Vafilu bechamei chama. She could use warm water that was heated by the sun. That's fine. Tzonin my time alone. Why not cold water? Mishum de kariri mashumazia. Because it's cold, it causes the hairs to become harder, and it and the hair won't become clean from any dirt, and therefore it's going to be chatzitza. A man should always teach in his household that a woman should clean out all the folds of her skin in the water. But didn't we say do not require bias mayim? Says Gemara, nihidi bias mayim lo biinan, makom aroyel bias mayim biinan. Granted, a bias hastarim does not actually need the water of the mikveh to hit, like the inside of the mouth. You don't need the actual water to go in there, but it does need to be royal bias mayim. It needs to be clean of any chatzitza. Kid Rabbi Zera, like Rabbi Zera taught. Dam Rabbi Zera, kol aroyel labila, ein bila makevespo, v'shein royel labila, bila makevespo. Anything that's roi labila, bila is dinim karban mincha, so then you don't need to actually do the bila. But something that's not even roi labila, then you actually do need to do the bila. Amar Rav bar Ravada, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Maisa b'shevchas v'sharabi, sh'tavu v'alsa v'nimtzala etzem choteiz ben shineha. She went to the mikveh, she came out, and she found a bone in between her teeth. V'tzricha Rabbi tvila acheres. And Rabbi required her to do another tvila. Amar Rav tavu v'alsa v'nimtzala davar choteiz v'samu chafifa tavleina tzricha lacha v'litfal. If she comes out and she finds a chatzitza after the mikvah, so if she went to the mikvah right after doing her chafifa, she doesn't have to do another chafifa and be tovel. V'imlav tzricha lacha v'litfa, because you could assume it came in afterwards. But if she did not do the chafifa and the tefila right away, one right after the other, then she's going to have to do another chafifa and a tefila, just another two lines. Ikeda amri imba osu yom shechafa tavla ein tzricha lacha v'litfal. If it was on the same day that she did the chafifa and the tefila, she doesn't have to do it again. V'imlav tzricha lacha v'litfal. If it wasn't the same day, she would have to do it again. My binayu, ikke binayu lemismach lechafifa tvila lemechav biyamama lemitba b'lele. What if she does chafifa samach letvila, but the chafifa was by the last few moments of the day, and the tvila is at the first few moments of the night? If you hold it has to be in the same day, well, it wasn't the same day, it wasn't the same halachic day. But if you hold it just needs to be samach, so this in fact is samach. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll start discussing that tomorrow. There's a lot to discuss on what we just read, and then we'll move on, Mr. Shem, tomorrow, daf samach zayin.